ACOS have today released their federal budget submission, calling on the government to scrap negative gearing, stamp duty and other tax benefits for high-income earners. The peak body for social services providers has put forward savings of $9.5 billion in their proposal to Treasurer Scott Morrison, who will be handing down his first budget in May. They're backing Labor's planned changes to negative gearing as at least one alternative to the GST. But the Property Council of Australia says cherry-picking specific taxes to cut isn't the answer. So where will ACOS's proposed savings come from? ACOS CEO Cassandra Goldie says removing tax concessions is the answer.
We're focused on tax concessions that have been introduced in the past at a time when we thought we could afford them. Now, on the numbers, it's quite clear that overwhelmingly they are either not producing the kind of effect that we might have wanted, or they are basically enabling people on higher incomes to reduce their taxable income, and so it's eroding our tax base. Changes we proposed in the areas of negative gearing and capital gains arrangements, I think it's important that we recognise that the very generous tax arrangements associated with property investment means that we've really fuelled speculative investment in the property market, but most of that has been with existing houses, and so everybody's losing other than the property investors. That we need to name the fact that this hasn't worked for us, to be withdrawing that kind of support in the future, not with people who have already invested, and that we should be reallocating some of those savings to create a proper incentive for long-term investment, including by superannuation funds and those part of the financial services system that can stay with it for the long haul.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has already kiboshed the idea of raising the GST, and Treasurer Scott Morrison says he's loath to raise taxes in any way. He says Labor's negative gearing policy has some nasty consequences for everyday mum and dad investors trying to get ahead. But Cassandra Goldie from ACOS thinks the government is shying away from some tough decisions about raising revenue.
Well, look, this is the area where we don't agree with the federal government. We think it has its head in the sand if it says that we don't have a challenge in terms of revenue. We are one of the lowest taxing countries in the OECD. I want to highlight that. Of course, there are many out there saying, oh, we pay far too much tax. Well, compared to many other countries, we're already very small in terms of government, and I think people are feeling the fragility of that.
ACOS's proposed budget savings come from redesigning superannuation tax concessions, looking at the use of family trusts to avoid paying tax, addressing capital gains tax concessions for small business, and reforming negative gearing rules. ACOS says not only is negative gearing costing the budget bottom line, it's also fueling speculative investment in the property market and therefore making housing less affordable. Property Council Chief of Policy and Housing, Glenn Byers, isn't convinced.
We certainly acknowledge there is a big affordability challenge, particularly in some of our major capital cities. But the real reason behind that is for 20 years, governments have chronically undersupplied housing markets in terms of making land and development sites available. There's excessive red tape in the planning system that means projects can't get through. And we've already got an excess of property taxes in the system, stamp duty being the worst of the worst. Negative gearing has been part of the tax system for 100 years. It's as old as income tax. So while we do understand there are affordability challenges in the market, we don't think blaming negative gearing for what is a long-term build-up of pressure in the housing markets is the way to go.
Property Council Chief of Policy and Housing, Glenn Byers. Ben Phillips is an expert in the social impact of taxation. He says we do have a revenue problem and agrees the government needs to find ways of addressing it.
I think many of the cuts in the most recent budgets have certainly impacted the low-income families of Australia more than high-income families. So perhaps some more equitable savings and some more equitable taxation would be required in the future.
Ben Phillips, Principal Research Fellow at the ANU Centre for Social Research and Methods.